Tonight, I asked my wife, you know, we celebrated yesterday 50 years. That's a long time. Amen. 50 years. And that was yesterday. And here she is. Amen. 50 years ago, I said, I do, I will. I'm still saying, I do, I will, I shall. Amen. Bless you, dear.
Glory. I wish y'all move on up a little closer, amen. Not a little closer, a lot closer. Amen. I'll just scrunch on over on this side. I won't have to look on that other side at all. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for our coming together today. And we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're God. And beside you, there is none other. And that we can totally, wholly, 100% put our trust in you. So we do trust you with all our heart. We don't lean to our own understanding. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you. And Lord, we thank you for directing our path. We thank you for everybody that's here tonight. And it is good for us to come together and fellowship together on one accord. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. If you turn in your Bibles to, I guess you wouldn't turn in anything else if you were looking for scripture, would you? But if you'll turn to Genesis chapter 1, that'll be where we are coming to. The number 3, just for all evening, just and this morning, 3, 3, 3. I said, Lord, 3 what? 3 what? And I still don't quite know 3 what, but he just kept saying 3. But the final lesson and title that he gave me is Take Your Dominion. And so he is telling you to take your dominion. Tell your neighbors to take your dominion. Take your dominion. Tell somebody else to take your dominion. Say, so, yes, Lord, I take my dominion. So as we look at the lesson tonight, and I don't expect to shout you, you know, or any of that, but I do want you to listen because I give you some specific direct instructions, and then we just go and do it. Amen? Yeah. We go and do what the word says, and then that'll eliminate a lot of problems in our life. And we'll just go and do what the word says. The Bible says, we're so familiar with that scripture, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. So I'm going to read Genesis chapter 1. I really need to read the whole chapter. So since I'm not in any hurry, I might as well, amen, to get said what I need to say. You know, it's amazing we come to church to worship God, and this is just to put us to thinking that we get impatient if the person reads a lot of scripture. We want them to talk at us and entertain us and then explain. I heard a minister say once, I was going to town, had the radio on, he said, we should have a revival and all we do is read scripture. Who's talking to us then? God is. Tell your neighbor, say, God is. This is King James Version. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Let's skip down, and I might come back, but let's skip down to verse number 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things after his kind, and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God said, saying God said, let us make man in our image, say image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion, say dominion, over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own, say image, in the, say image, of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And so there's no need to argue about, you know, what sex you are. Just look at the word. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish or fill the earth up and the earth and subdue, say subdue, and have dominion, say dominion, over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and in which is fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth and every fowl of the air and every thing that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw, say God saw, so that includes me, everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And what I want to talk about is that dominion, taking the dominion. First of all, take it to your heart, not in your head now. Say, I'm made like God. Say, so he did it. I receive it. It is so. So I don't, no matter who I am, where I've been or where I haven't been or what I have done or what I haven't done, I'm still made what? In the what? Let's say that three times. Say, I'm made in the image of God. Say it again. I'm made in the image of God. Say it again. I'm made in the image of God. So there's no shortness about me. There's no lack about me. So there's no lack about me. Say it again. There's no lack about me. Say it again. There's no lack about me. I have everything that I need because I'm made like the one who is everything. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Whether the person is in the king's palace, or whether he's digging ditches, or whether he's anywhere in between, he's made in the image of God. Now we have to take and live out and walk out that way, but we're still made in the image of God. See, God spoke everything else into creation and into existence. And over in the chapters following this, it tells how he made the man and formed him in the dust of the ground and blew into him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. You know, just for the joke of it, but it's the truth. Man was made out of dirt, but we weren't, women. We weren't made out of dirt. Amen. Leave it like that. Now,